Tomorrow is Halloween, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, a very special guest for Halloween, none other than Count Dracula himself. Good morning, Count.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
It's always evening.
That's right.
Over here, it is evening.
Over where?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. Well, happy Halloween. I know this is a big weekend for you.
I'm sitting here enjoying a vampire's favorite fruit.
What's that?
A nectarine.
Oh, my gosh. Vampire humor there.
Yes, I'm eating more fruit these days because I do not drink the blood anymore.
Why not?
Kind of an AIDS thing. Kind of a whole health thing now.
AIDS? The AIDS scare, I guess. Oh. Yeah. It makes some sense.
How are the Cowboys going to do this year?
Well, they're about to the halfway point. They're doing okay.
Good. I played tackle at Transylvania State.
Really? You played football?
Yes, before transferring to Tech.
Transylvania Tech?
No, Texas Tech. Get your guns up. I played for Spike Dykes.
Really?
Uncomfortable last name, no?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
What if his first name was I Like? Wouldn't that be a gas?
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
Anyway, Lubbock, I played baseball there, too.
Really?
Yes, but we were all bats, no pitching.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I also played the vampire's favorite sport.
What's that?
Basketball.
Okay.
There you go, one in a row.
Basketball.
Oh, it's so hard being a vampire. You don't have many friends.
Yeah.
It's as if they all consider you a pain in the neck.
Oh, God. Nobody would do that.
But seriously, bring it down.
Okay, oh, bring it down.
I had to break it off with my best friend, the mummy.
Oh.
What happened?
He was just too wrapped up in himself. He was very self-involved.
I thought we were bringing it down.
When is the next guy's night out? What's up?
I think November 12th at Bone Daddy's. Fat Daddy's in Fort Worth.
And thank you for making it the guy's night out. If it was a guy's day out, couldn't make it.
That's right. You can only go out at night.
Couldn't make it. You know, it's not like the old days. You cannot defeat a vampire with a crucifix or a silver bullet. Now there is only one way to defeat a vampire.
What's that?
Show him a picture of Bobby Carpenter.
Oh.
It defeats everyone, even the non-vampires.
Didn't realize you were so sportsy.
Oh, yes, indeed. What do I have in common with Michael Jackson? We both sleep in coffins now. He's really dead.
That's pretty dark.
He is.
Tomorrow is a big night for me.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest.
Halloween.
Oh, yes, that's right, Halloween. I was thinking Texas and Oklahoma State go at it.
Oh.
Yes, got a lot riding on this one. Can the Longhorns get by the last Big 12 hurdle? We shall find out.
Well, yeah, I hope you're also going to be out haunting people.
Oh, but yes, forgot about Halloween. Do you guys know a lot about Halloween?
Some, I guess a little bit.
Okay, well, then I have a test question for you to see how much you know about Halloween.
Okay.
What is the ratio of a pumpkin's circumference to its diameter?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Pumpkin pie.
Mixing pastry and math. Horrible.
I'll leave you with this. What did the young vampire say to his teacher? See you next period. Okay.
Take
it easy, you guys.
We thought it'd be a good idea to have Dracula on the day before Halloween.
He was funny, not scary.
Yeah, he just didn't scare many people. And hopefully he made you laugh here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Quit Radio.
8:45 here on Sports.